thought maybe you'd heard of another name.
Yeah, no, Cassie and Coraline.
That's all you heard of.
If you call, go to the store and call her, I'd go there and call for a gallon of Cassie and somebody Coraline.
Mm-hmm.
We both get the same thing.
Get the same thing.
I see. I told them any gallon of it.
Is that right? Well, what about if you wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses, what would that come in?
Jugs. Well, now, when we was kids, somehow or another, they got hold of these stone jugs, and they put the molasses in that and sell them. But later on, they got clear. I don't know how what to put molasses in now. When we get them in, it's in a can.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh, but I haven't seen them. I haven't even heard of them making molasses.
Really?
I've been around where they made them. Made molasses, and I was teaching in the rural. I'd be around and see them making them, but lately I haven't seen anybody. I haven't heard of anybody even making molasses. I haven't heard of them even raising cane. You know, the molasses comes from the sugar cane.
Yes, ma'am.
Now there's one thing about it: sugar cane juice is very clear. But what makes molasses dark? I don't know.
Maybe they add
I guess they must add something to it, because sometimes we can get syrup that's clear.
Yes, ma'am.
See, we can buy syrup that's clear. Most of it, if we ask for molasses, it's sure brown.
Right.
But I imagine it, well, I don't know, they might, cooking it, or something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Cookie brown.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did lard come in?
Lard? Well, lard came in cans, and big cans like that, 50 pounds. 25 and 50 pound cans of lard. And they had buckets, too.
Yes, ma'am.
That bucket of lard.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard people around here talk about a stand of lard or a stand of something?
No, I sure have.
Haven't heard that?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, what about if a man had some corn that he wanted to take to the mill to be ground,
mm-hmm.
just the amount that he'd take at one time? Do you have any idea what that would be? How much of it?
No, but he'd have to take enough to pay for it.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, what I mean, and they grind the meal, grind the corn into meal, they're going to take out so much for it to pay for it, you see. They don't grind it for nothing.
I see.
And I don't know, but I've seen them grind meal all right enough. I've seen it. And they put the, sometimes, you got the shell, get the off the cob first. You get the shell, get the corn off the cob. And when they pour it in, they just pour it in about a big bushel full in the place to grind it. And then when they grind it there, it's just almost like, see, they make meal like that too.
Yes, ma'am.
And some of it, besides that, they have it set so they can get the different types. Because they have chops. That's where they feed a chicken on chops.
Yep,
and that's
right.
Ground corn. It's chopped corn.
Yep.
But it all goes through that mill, and I think they have to have a way of setting it. Set it for chops, and set it for meal, and set it for things like that.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I see.